You're listening to SBS News.
Reforming Australia's industrial relations system has been an important project for the Labor government. And having those changes become law before the end of the parliamentary year is a major win. After lots of discussions, amendments, and negotiations with crossbenchers, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese now has cause for celebration.
Today is a win for the heroes of the pandemic. Yeah. The cleaners, the disability workers, the aged care workers, the early childhood educators. Heroes of the pandemic and heroes each and every day. They got our thanks, but they deserve more than that.
The House of Representatives gave the bill its final sign-off this morning with a 78-42 vote. Central to the reforms is the introduction of multi-employer bargaining, which will allow unions to negotiate with many different businesses under the same deal. President of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Michelle O'Neill, says the laws take a significant step forwards fixing Australia's broken bargaining system.
This is a law that will really make a difference for working people. It's what we need to get wages moving again. And it's also important because it will make changes that mean we can deal with sectors and jobs that have been undervalued for too long, particularly jobs where the majority of workers are women.
And Mrs. O'Neill says aspects of the reform will benefit all workers, including those employed in smaller businesses.
There's parts of the bill that don't apply to small business, but the other parts of the bill do. So things like being able to request flexible work, being able to have your work properly valued, and still being able, of course, to bargain.
The laws not only simplify bargaining, but also put an end to exploitative job ads promoting work for less than the legal minimum and stop pay secrecy clauses. They will also put gender pay equity into the Fair Work Act. The legislation was amended several times and was the object of fierce debates that kept both houses of parliament busy for weeks. Independents David Pocock and Zali Stegall eventually supported the bill after winning some amendments. Mrs. Stegall says, despite voting in favour, she still has some concerns.
In relation, in particular, to there being a veto right to an agreement between unions and allowing the Fair Work Commission to put to a vote of employees an agreement reached. And I appreciate that that has been changed as well. So on balance, I have grave concerns and I will continue to liaise with the government about them, but I will hear my community and support the bill.
But even with amendments, the bill did not win everyone's approval. Independent MP Allegra Spender said she wouldn't vote in favour, despite what she thought were positive changes.
I'm not going to support this bill, but I think it is in a much better place than it was originally. And the reasons why I'm not going to do this is because I think that we could have achieved more had we made the multi-employer bargaining piece opt-in for businesses and then reviewed that in a year if it hadn't made the impact on wages that we had hoped.
Although the options given for flexible work are a significant part of the law, its main goal is to cause a rise in wages, which is what the government hopes multi-employer bargaining will achieve. Business groups remain opposed to the laws, warning they will do nothing to help businesses grow or pay higher wages. Chief Executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Andrew McKellar, says the law will make our workplace system more litigious and more complex. He fears it will actually send workers and businesses backwards. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says the law is mostly about a power dynamic between the Labor Party and unions.
Mr. Speaker, well, this is a very, very significant return on the down payment that the union movement has made to the Labor Party for the last 15 years. Mr. Speaker, the union movement has paid $100 million $100 million to the Labor Party. Order. And this bill is not about Australian workers. It's about, Mr. Speaker, it is about union bosses.
The government plans to deliver a second round of workplace reforms next year to close loopholes undermining job security and wage growth. Julien Huyer, SBS News.